in the limelight.
Throughout this century, the crisis will accelerate unless we stop burning coal, gas, and petroleum now. It's not all or nothing. The question is, how bad are we going to let it be? Dear listeners, this was part of an article written by Juan Cole, journalist. This article is published under the heading, The Cost of Not Acting on Climate. Stay tuned for more. From 1980 to 2021, the National Centers for Environmental Information says that America suffered 310 major climate and weather events of over $1 billion each, the total cost of which in today's dollars is $2.1 trillion. That's a heavy cost for a 40-year period. We will be having to spend that much every day in only a few decades. The past seems near to us, and even a little bit into the future seems distant and clouded with myths. The Brown University Cost of the War Project concludes that the so-called War on Terror, launched by George W. Bush after September 11, 2001 attacks, including the Iraq and Afghanistan wars, extra spending on homeland security and veterans' health care will come to $8 trillion. So by the late 2090s, Americans will be spending that every 4 years. All of the Second World War, including the U.S. conquest of much of Europe and East Asia, cost $4.7 trillion in today's dollars. Americans will be spending that in 78 years every 2.5 days. Then what will Americans be spending it on? Journalist Gardner says the bills will come due every year, then for coastal disaster relief, flood, crop and healthcare insurance, wildfire suppression and flooding. Throughout this century, the crisis will accelerate unless Americans stop burning coal, gas and petroleum now. The climate and weather catastrophes will be on steroids. Remember how Hurricane Maria flattened Puerto Rico in 2017, how it made landfall in Yabucco with sustained winds as high as 155 meters per hour, having gotten up even higher for a while as one of the U.S. first known Category 6 storms. Warm ocean water increases the ferocity of tropical storms, and because of evaporation, it puts more water into the atmosphere, so the downpours and flooding are worse and worse. That extra moisture contributed to Hurricane Harvey, the 500-year storm which submerged Houston with its worst flooding on record in 2017. The 500-year storms will come more and more frequently. Then there were those headlines in 2018 that American celebrities had to flee their Malibu mansions before advancing wildfire. There will be more and more such bonfires of vanities. We hear people talking about a point of no return or wondering if it is game over. The climate is not like that. It is not an either-or proposition. Billions of human beings will be living on Earth in 78 years. Things can be merely annoying or challenging or disastrous. The climate crisis is on a scale from 1 to 100. We can land at 15, which is not so bad, or we can land at 95, which will make lives really tough. It all depends on how much carbon dioxide the United States puts into the atmosphere now. vote for politicians who understand all this and will pass legislation to address it immediately, American experts tell their people. Your children and grandchildren would thank you, they say. But even those of Americans alive the rest of this decade will benefit from drastic action to reduce carbon dioxide emissions. Science tells them that the process of warming will cease within a few years of such big cutbacks.